Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It's another very interesting show here on Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis with you, and I hope that you'll join me on all my different shows. Blue Rock Talk, Connie After Dark, Connie Willis the podcast. New shows coming. I know y'all getting on my case. I know, but I love that you're there and getting on my case about it. ConnieWillis.com is where you'll learn more. And don't forget, Win Any Lottery, that is a book I put together in like 2012. And Lynn Buchanan, our remote viewer, our psychic buddy, our good friend, psychic spy. But when I was taking one of his courses way back then, and we were, you know, whenever you take a remote viewing class, okay, whenever you do, you know, you want to learn all the secrets of the world. That's one of the reasons why you do it. However, you also want to win the lottery, yeah, of course, right? We all want that. So we ask all of our remote teachers, you know, what do we do? But Lynn had taught me a way to find numbers, a way to pick numbers using a pendulum. And I had said, hey, you know, can I do something with that at one point? He goes, yeah. So I put it in a book, and soon I'll have a course out. I know I haven't finished that yet either. Oh my gosh, these little things that I just got to get finished. But now I can do it for some technical reasons. But anyway, it helps you using the pendulum and a set of numbers of how to pick winning numbers. And it's so fun when you got, it's called Win Any Lottery. You can go to Amazon. You'll see it there. There's one and two. You know, if you get the first one, you're pretty much set on the second one. But if you get the second one, then you don't need the first one. Okay. I'm not trying to just, you know, steal from you. So pick one or the other. But there's people, once they start taking it, once you read it, it's a very easy read, and you do it, you go, oh, I understand how this can really work. And you will. So if you're really good with your intuition and a pendulum, if you say, I've never used a pendulum, but if you're good with intuition, well, that's just a tool that extends your intuition. You're going to be fine with it. But if you're great with a pendulum, you're going to go, I am going to win some. Even if it's consistent money, you still will believe that you have a possibility of the jackpot. And I hope you do. And if you do, don't be quiet about it. Let me know. I think it'll be great. I won't say give me half. We didn't sign that deal. You're good to go. But I want to know if you did, because I think that would be pretty exciting, because that's what it's there for. And I know it's possible. So that's win any lottery. Just go to ConnieWillis.com. to learn more. And I appreciate it so much. You guys have been great. You send me great emails and just really kind words. And I really do appreciate that. You stand out so much. The Penny Royal Podcast. You can go to the PennyRoyalPodcast.com. And our guest tonight, that's what it's all about. Nathan Paul Isaac. He's been on before with Richard Syrett. Like I said, I can't believe Richard got you on, Nathan, before me. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it's a fellow Kentuckian, but Richard's good that way. He knows what he's doing. I love Richard. He's a great guy. But now here you are, and you know, you were talking about the Penny Royal Podcast before. You do have some updates since you've last been on, because it was a couple years ago. But before you get into any of the other updates that you have, finish telling that story about the bone people in Kentucky, where they were going and doing this whole big thing, and then nothing was there. Nothing was found at all. Well, how? I don't understand. Where'd the bone people come from?
I love that, you know, televised, right, live in Lexington, a local network.
I love it.
Right, tried to find this location, right? But the old books, the historical surveys, they mention and they refer to this group as the bone people because of these bones and pyramids of bones, petroglyphs in the caves beneath, Lexington, Kentucky. And supposedly, and this is where I think it ties into, you know, you went to the University of Kentucky, there are stories that beneath some of those buildings on campus, it busts into the limestone cave system where this ancient prehistoric group, the bone people that they've referred to, exist, right? And I've always loved that. I think it's, you know, living in Lexington and having a house up there for years and years, you know, when you drive downtown, there's a big rise right there where Rupp Arena is, right, where all the Wildcat basketball games are played. That little rise right there, right, is hollow. There's a giant cave beneath that area. That's in Lexington. They have to dig twice as deep because of this cave system beneath the town.
Oh, I had no idea. You know, I do know that when you walk in different, you know, any of the wooded areas anywhere, you got to be careful that you just don't fall into a hole.
Yeah.
Literally, well, I mean, you'll fall into holes.
And that's the thing about the Penny Royal. That's one of the defining features of this region, is that it's a karst region because of all the limestone and the sandstone. The water, right, and that's why we have the largest, cave system in the world is Mammoth Cave, is because Kentucky has all of this limestone, the sandstone. And so it's carved out this crazy landscape of sinkholes and caves and chambers, and it stretches all the way across the state, right, from the western part in around Hopkinsville, around Mammoth Cave, eastward into, you know, beneath where we are. And in this area in Pulaski County was the Sloan's Valley Cave System, which is the 13th largest cave system in North America. And it connects with all the Mammoth Caves systems as well. So, you know, there's a strange subterranean current that kind of runs beneath Kentucky and into all these stories, you know, that I think is so fascinating. And also, I think a lot of people aren't familiar with the Kentucky anomaly. And that is, you know, that was one of the first things that I found when I moved down to Somerset, when I really started looking into Kentucky, was that there are three major spikes of geomagnetic energy, right, in fields in North America. And one is in southern Alaska. One is in Sedona, Arizona, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with Sedona. But the largest spike is in Kentucky. And it's actually
really?
It's called, and NASA refers to it as the Kentucky anomaly. They don't know what causes it. They assume that there's some type of mass in the core of the Earth or beneath the surface, right, and in the lithosphere that produces it. But for some reason, right here in Pulaski County, right here on the Pennyroyal, where the Daniel Boone National Forest is the largest spike of geomagnetic energy in North America. And then you can see it on all these maps. You can see it all in all of these satellite surveys. And I really believe that that is what contributes to a lot of the high strangeness, definitely on the Pennyroyal, but throughout Kentucky, you know, and even stretching down into northern Tennessee. It's just, there are so many stories. And I think that's the thing that I found that was so fascinating in looking at all these mysteries and Pennyroyal mysteries, is that there's a concentration of strange stories in one area, right, that all crisscross, and they all congregate around the Kentucky anomaly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Well, that's interesting. I had no idea. I had no idea about that. And interesting. You got me thinking now. That's interesting. Right. If we go back to the tunnels, Mammoth Cave, you got all the caves and you have all these tunnel systems. Are you familiar with the tunnel system in Louisville where they do the Christmas lights in the tunnel?
Yes. Yeah. Is it called Louisville Underground? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Something like that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do a segment and we haven't done one in a while. Got to do it where George Norrie will call out, "Where's Willis?" And I'll be somewhere and I'll say where I'm at. And one of the times I was at the tunnels because I was living back in Louisville at the time. Again, that's where I grew up. I never knew about that area till again I left and then came back. And, you know, these lights under Louisville, they have these great Christmas lights for you to drive your car through. And you see all these lights for a long, long time. You're driving through. You go down deep into this tunnel. It's like a mile down, I think. And then you're just driving through all these great lights, right? I like the way they used to do it. They used to do it where locals could do their own little neat little thing. Then it got almost too corporate and too, like, you know, I like when it's all individual. The next thing you see is, you know, you can see the Brownie troop created this or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. Or the local T-ball team did this. I wish they'd go back to that, but who knows? But I actually went to those tunnels when the lights were turned off and you know, everybody was already done doing the Christmas thing and did the special thing on Coast. But the guy, me and this one guy, were the only ones there. He opened it up for me to come in because, of course, Coast is on later at night, right? And and the tunnel system is absolutely amazing. It's huge. Apparently, you know, I don't remember all that the guy said of how far it goes. But I at one point, he went off to the bathroom or an office or something. And if you don't have a light on, I mean, it's just dark because it's underground, a mile underground. And so you rely on those lights. And they just have so many lights on, right? I mean, so he had it on where he you know, where he and I met by, you know, like the office. It's all down below. And I guess he had to go get a key or go get something. And he left me there by myself. And as I'm waiting, I hear, you know, the highway on above us, because there's a highway a mile up. There's a highway. Okay. And so I'm hearing the cars and I guess big semis, you know, maybe a semi go by or something. And I remember hearing it going, holy cow. And I just thought, big semi going by. It must have, you know how there's certain areas in the road and it goes over and it's louder than others. So I'm thinking that must be it. And I heard it maybe two, maybe three times. And when he came back down, I said, man, you know, those trucks are loud. And he looked at me and I remember us just, we went on a golf cart for a while, but a lot of these areas would be wet. You know, it's a cave. It's a cave. It's tunneled out, but it's freaking really a cave, right? And so water's coming down and puddles and things like, so you got to drive around. Some areas are wetter than others. And we were out at one point off of the vehicle and we were both standing together and heard another one of those big like semi trucks go by and it sounded horrible. And when you're down there, that's all you can think of is whenever you do hear something strange, you put something to it to kind of make to humanize it. So you're okay. Well, when he heard it, and this is a guy that worked there and he was there all the time. He heard that and he freaked out and I looked at him because he's my safety guy. He's the guy that knows this area. I should feel fine with him, right? He's got my back. No, he was freaking out and he turned around as if there was some huge dragon way back in the, you know, back of the where we were. And I looked at him and I said, that's just a semi going over the road up ahead, the highway above, right? He said, no, it's a mile away. That's not what that is. I don't know what that is. I'm like, well, I heard it like 3-4 times while you were gone earlier. Oh, and it was crazy. Yeah. But these tunnels continue to go back and all over the place. And people do really neat things with those tunnels because, you know, like people that would grow mushrooms, they have a mushroom company. Mm-hmm. So they grow mushrooms in the darkness. And so all kinds of things are in there, but who knows? And I asked him, I said, do you know everything that's in these areas that people lease out from under the tunnel? He said, no, I don't know half the stuff that is here. And I've never gone as far as you possibly can in them. Wow. And he's been there for a long time, like at least a year or more. So isn't that kind of scary, wow, isn't it? It was scary.
Well, I know that they have zip lines down there, too. I mean, that's how big these caverns are, right?
Yes, exactly. They had zip lines. I was like, there's no way I would do that zip line because they actually hang out over like nothing underneath you for a good long while. You're exactly right. There was zip lines.
Right. You know, Louisville's such an interesting place, too, because Waverly Hills is up there. Right. And everybody that investigates, you know, ghosts and the paranormal are probably familiar with Waverly Hills. You know, that's such a famous place.
It's a crazy place. I'm friends with the owners and the people there. They're wonderful people. They bought that place. And when you have you been to it?
I have not. That's the thing.
Dude,
I've seen it on so many shows. I have not had a chance to actually go investigate for myself.
Nathan, your time is up. You got to go. We'll see you later. Bye. Come on. You're not worthy. Oh, you got to go. When you pull up to it, I mean, this place is huge, okay? But when you first pull up to it, you just don't even think it's real. It's just not real. It's too big. It's massive. And it looks like it's alive. When you first drive up to it, it looks like it is breathing at you. I mean, it's just, you have to go. You have to go.
I know. A friend of mine actually just recently had contacted me. He was going to buy a house next to or within a very short distance of Waverly Hills to turn it into an Airbnb just for investigators that were coming there to investigate. And I was like, man, that's a great idea.
Well, they were looking to do a hotel with it, but it's just so much money. I mean, but they do all this investigations and they have areas you can sleep and things like that. But man, dude, you tell them Connie sent you. I don't know what it'll get you. They might say, get out of here, but.
You've been there, right? Have you investigated? Have you?
Yeah. And with my own show, we do a lot there. We do private investigations with them overnight. Yeah. Yeah. They've been good to me.
That's awesome.
We've known each other for a while. So yeah, you know, grow. But I didn't know it when I was living there. I didn't know about the place. It was not until after I left and came back.
Also, you know, being from Louisville, have you heard the story about the, I didn't even think we would go here, right? have you heard the story about the statue of Pan in one of the parks in Louisville that supposedly comes alive one night a year and wreaks havoc in the park? Have you heard that story?
No.
God, I can't think of the top of my head what park it is, but one of the parks in Louisville has this statue of Pan. You know, of the god, the Greek god Pan, you know, a satyr-like figure, you know, and like supposedly it comes off of this fountain and makes its way through the park.
Oh, man, probably one I've been to lots of times. I'm telling you, hey, I grew up in a haunted house, so I know right. There's a lots of hauntings everywhere there. And, you know, some people talk about it, too, that a lot of the homes built, you know, you're talking about the limestone. The bottom of our basement part was right up against, it was, you know, unfinished in one side. You know, you had to open up the door and you'd just go in there. It's like dungeon-like. It was right up on the rock that it was built on, that the house was built on. And a lot of homes and basements were like that, right? And there's some spooky, creepy things from that.
Yeah. And water, too. I think water plays a significant role in that with the limestone, right? And and I think that's contributed to some of the strangeness that we found here, you know, on the Pennyroyal, you know. And that's something I go into pretty deep in the upcoming season 3 is the effect of water because, you know, here in Somerset, you know, in Pulaski County, we're on Lake Cumberland. And there's tons of weird stories that connect to the lake. You know, people have witnessed UFOs coming up out of the lake. I've interviewed some people that have those stories. And also, you know, it's one of those lakes where there were tons of towns. And this is, you know, pre-1940s, but you know, these Ravenna, Kentucky, and other places. And when they built this, when the Army Corps of Engineers built Lake Cumberland, they flooded all of those places. And there were tons and tons of cemeteries that were not moved.
Oh.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.